Phone Boy Speaks, episode 361. Don't lock me, Ma.
I see more stuff in the news about the FCC supposedly taking on the problem of having the carriers unlock handsets that are sold in the United States. And, you know, to an extent, they do this already, but they could be better about it. But I actually think that that doesn't address the real problem, right? That's a Band-Aid, and it's something that does need to be addressed. I'm not saying it shouldn't, but I think the real problem is that the handsets are sold locked in the first place. There's no reason for it, really, to recover the subsidy, which is the excuse that the carriers like to use. Well, there's contract law, guys. I have to sign a two-year agreement. If I go into AT&T or Verizon or any of these guys and I want a subsidized handset, I have to sign a contract. And I either pay the two-year agreement or, you know, with the new model that's coming out, I can – you know, I buy the handset outright, so who cares, right? If the handset, I mean, there's, you know, in that, those cases, the handset shouldn't be locked at all, right? Because I'm paying full price for the handset. So they have no reason to do it. And so I think, you know, nobody is addressing that issue. And I don't understand it because, yeah, we do need to address the issue of the handsets that are already out there. But to prevent this issue and to even just sort of reduce the load on the operators over time, just sell the handsets unlocked. Now, I understand there are some situations where additional software is required for specific carriers. Republic Wireless comes to mind because they try and shunt as much traffic as possible over Wi-Fi to decrease their operational costs. But the reality is that software should be disabled in a way, or it should be possible to disable that software so that the handset could be used on another carrier. I mean, the handset is made to operate on the Sprint network, so it should be possible for those handsets to be used on Sprint or Verizon, which uses the same technology. And I know even if by some miracle that the FCC decides to say you can't sell a locked handset, the carrier will make the handset manufacturers work around this, of course, and essentially manufacture handsets that only work on a particular carrier optimally and, you know, maybe others suboptimally. I mean, they already kind of do this to an extent, and it's crazy. But Apple has proven that they can build a single SKU that operates on a bunch of carriers worldwide. Certainly in the United States, the only difference between the iPhone 5S I buy from AT&T and the one I buy from Verizon or Sprint or even T-Mobile is the fact that it might be locked to a particular carrier. And in the case of Verizon or Sprint, it's going to use the CDMA radio, which, you know, big deal, right? I mean, that's all controlled by software. It's all controlled by AT&T as to which one gets used. And it's stupid. I mean, there's no reason to have have a particular handset manufactured for a specific operator. I mean, to say it, Apple has proven you can do it. And so it seems to me crazy that we'd have this issue. But other than the fact that there's these, you know, the telcos have a vested interest in keeping us locked down. So, but I'm frustrated, of course, that the douchebag tech press is not, is just not asking the real question or going the step further, which is why are the handsets sold locked in the first place?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.